Ava's here. Morning, Ava.
Morning.
Hi, love. And also here with us is Libby Ellis, who's on the radio for the first time ever. She's never been on the radio before. Are you nervous?
Oh, a little bit.
Are you? Do you know what I meant to do? I meant to play this, and you won't be able to hear it because you haven't got headphones on, but I meant to do this. Wait, check this out. Yeah. You can't hear it.
It's
not John Cage. Very artsy of you to know that, though. Should we play a minute? Let's play a moment from John Cage's 4 minutes and 33 seconds. No, I'm playing the theme from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
I get it, but can we hear it in the studio?
Because there's a team of consultants in town at the edge of town. Pa, get the gun. There's a team of consultants. What did the last lot do? I don't know. Anyway, you're going to be here for a while to make things happen. AEA is the name of the company. I met with them yesterday, and they seem sincerely and honestly interested in what's going on around Laguna.
Absolutely right.
Yeah. So, are you excited to be in Laguna? I know your husband's also is part of the company, and he's in Salford. In the north of England, not as much fun.
Not as much fun as Laguna, that's for sure.
No.
Weather, not quite as nice.
No, that's right. That's right. I went to school in Manchester. I went to college in Manchester.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. So, you know, I know it well.
I once did something very artsy in Salford.
What did you do in Salford?
It was the first ever Manchester Fringe Festival.
Didn't you get flashed on a bike in Salford?
Down by Salford Canal, yes, but
somebody
that's another story. That could be a cultural installation of sorts.
Right, it might have been it might have been some guerrilla thing that was going on down there.
It definitely was.
So, what do you think about Laguna, Libby?
Oh my gosh, I was worried you were going to ask me that question because it's so big and broad. Well, what do you mean? It's incredible. I've known about it for a long time. I first came here when I was 16 years old.
Oh, really? So you're right. So you've been coming here a long time.
Well, there was a big hiatus in between there, I confess. But I grew up in Kent, Ohio, and I graduated at pretty young. I was like 16 only, graduated from high school. And for my graduation, I said I wanted to go to California, where I had a cousin who lived in Mission Viejo. And so I did it somehow and came out here. And lo and behold, you know, one of the first things they did was take me to Laguna and to see the Pageant of the Masters. So I saw that when I was 16, and it just rocked my world. And, you know, coming back here recently, I actually sort of thought that maybe that was a very formative experience for me, I have to say, coming here and seeing that. And I think it may be partly why I majored in art history. I mean, that sounds crazy, but it was just really, I remember seeing, they did a Botticelli, I think, that year. And long story, but I also lived in Italy when I was 5, and so I have this sort of Italian thing. But I was just very, that made a deep impression on me.
Yes, it's mind-blowing.
It really did.
It's mind-blowing the first time you see it.
That didn't quite answer your question, but it's a beautiful, incredible.
No, but you've not answered my question, but you've done what I'd hoped to achieve. Is to put a human face on the team of consultants that have come to town.
Consultant bots, yeah.
Because that's, you know, the chattering classes, of which I consider myself very much a part, will sit at, you know, some restaurant in town. Oh, they've done another team of consultants that brought me in. They don't know anything about Laguna. But then now I can say, well, actually, one of them has a cousin in Mission Viejo, so you can't say that anymore.
There you go.
So, what do you expect to achieve here? Because we're clearly an arty town. We've
right.
got this legacy of being an arts colony back in the day.
Exactly.
A lot of the reasons why people come to town to visit us and spend money is
right.
because of the arts here. But we do find ourselves confused at times and not sure how to move forward. Is that fair
yeah.
to say?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think it's interesting that you said legacy of an artist colony. And I think that is something the community seems to be grappling with a bit, which is that there's a lot of pride, justifiable pride, in that history and heritage, but also a desire to see artists continue to, you know, be a big part of the vibe here. But of course, with, you know, housing costs and all of that, you know, it's difficult. So I think, you know, we're not specifically investigating artist live work and artist housing issues. That's a separate issue. But we are looking at, you know, how can Laguna, through placemaking, as you rightly said at the beginning, you know, where can stuff happen? Where does stuff happen? Is there a need for more infrastructure to support the arts and cultural community here? So infrastructure can be defined a lot of ways. It could be a brand new, you know, beautiful state-of-the-art cultural facility of some kind, and we're looking at that. We're looking at, you know, are there interesting spaces that could be rehabbed and repurposed? And, you know, just is there other stuff that's like, you know, are there really great sites for cultural activation and, you know, interesting interventions, whether that's, you know, bringing artists in to do really cool stuff. I mean, I live in Cold Spring, New York, and just another aside, like last Sunday, there was there's a new nonprofit called Magazzino Italian Art that they focus in Arte Povera, and it's a little museum that opened up. Anyway, they brought in the very famous artist from Italy, Michelangelo Pistoletto. He was one of the founders of the Arte Povera movement in the 60s, okay. And he did this like really cool sort of public, I don't know what you call it, performance art thing, and about 500 community members went down to the river and saw him, and he basically, there was this gigantic ball, and it was wrapped with newspaper, and it was called Walking the News or something. It's something, it's a performance that he did in the 60s.
And he did it, but it, and he was recreated it in the river, this thing?
Pardon?
Was it in the river or at the
side? No, it was by the river.
I was going to say, because two
downtown,
words for you, Coastal
Old
Commission. Have you heard about our latest
right, thing here?
Because we can't, we've got this, there's a lamp,
yeah,
there's
no,
a great
nothing,
big lamp in the warehouse
there. It wasn't in
there.
The water, but it was just an example of something that wasn't, it was a really cool project. Brought out 200 or 300 people, didn't involve a lot of money or, you know, a big building. So we're looking at all of that stuff, buildings and non-building type.
Well, no, that kind of, you know, I'm making a joke about that. By the way, if anybody wants to buy a 40-foot lamppost, you have to call Malcolm Warner at the museum, at the Laguna Art Museum.
Oh, it's not.
Because he's got it in his garage in four pieces.
It's not dead in the water yet.
Dead in the water. Like it. Very good. Well done. So it's important not just for the city to maintain its artsy thing, because that's good for revenue, and also just for the vibe. There's two, you know, there's two types of people in the world, aren't there? There are people that think everything should be for money, and there's people that think we should just have fun. And somewhere in between, you've got to kind of
our clients.
So, but the artist live work thing, which is, as you say, not what we're here to talk about.
Yeah.
That can be a bit of a, I think, sort of red herring, because there isn't, you know, there's no way to make property cheaper in Laguna. So we're Ava and I are happy to live outside of town. Mm. We live outside of town, but we need places to do our thing in town.
Right, exactly.
You know, and that's good for the town because they get to see the art or performances or whatever, and the artists and musicians get to make a living.
Right, know? And that's exactly what we're doing, especially in this first phase of our work, is trying to understand what the needs are. In other words, what are the needs and what are the opportunities? Hopefully that doesn't sound like consultant speak, but it is really important to you know, sort of get the lay of the land, get the texture, and figure out, you know, you've got arts organizations, you've got the art college, you have individual artists, you have festivals and programs that, you know, that just sort of happen. So, you know, what kind of really needs more support through infrastructure of some kind? And, you know, can we find a sweet spot where we're kind of meeting the most needs, you know, in a way that doesn't end up being a dog's breakfast, you know, but actually a sort of, you know, you know, the optimum solution, not a compromised one is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, we don't want a dog's breakfast.
No.
No. By the way, breakfast and
although
brunch.
Your dog's breakfast.
New breakfast
pretty
and
nice
brunch down at the ranch there.
See, right there.
Now
I
sponsoring
gave you
that. The news. But yeah, so it does sound a bit like consultant speak, but we expect that from you because you're a consultant. We need a bit of that. We don't, you know, clearly, I know that you cringe, but we do. We need a bit of that here. It feels to me like you say that perhaps the organisations don't speak to each other enough, and there's no formal way. That was the thing. Actually, that was the most the thing that blew my mind a bit yesterday when we were talking. Was that the idea of better partnerships between the organisations in town? We don't dislike each other as it is. We've, you know, and we all work together pretty well.
Yeah.
But a more formalised or central place to go in order to, you know, and maybe I don't know that there's an organisation called Laguna Beach Live that puts on classical and jazz gigs. Maybe I don't know that.
Right.
And I'm looking for a venue, or I'm looking for a quartet. I don't know. You know.
Well, you know, Here's a classic example.
A classical example.
Bare bones play readings, theatre play. I'm involved with a group.
Full disclosure.
What do you mean?
Full disclosure, you're involved with this.
And I met a guy in here yesterday who knows the radio station well, who knows you and me, and he's a playwright, and he had no idea about this. We read new works, right. And he's a playwright and didn't know anything about it. So, yes,
right.
What you just said.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's good that it happens organically. There's nothing wrong with that. But
right.
if we're talking about the arts in town, we could probably do better at being.
Yeah.
It's one small thing, you know, that we could probably do better at.
Mm-hmm.
What else do you think we could do better at, Libby?
Oh my gosh, so much to say there. Well,
no,
I don't know.
Let's not be specific because that's not nice to ask you. When you walk go into a new city? I know your husband's in Salford at the moment, for example. You go to a city. What are the things that you could say? I bet this is what. is going to happen. Like you already know when you walk in, you go, they're bound to have problems here, and here.
Well, I mean, I guess what we try to do is, first of all, you know, not to kind of air freight in, you know, a solution from another city that, you know, just to like plop it in there because, oh, you know, this is something we did a year ago and it kind of seemed cool. So let's try it here. I mean, the idea is to, we work all over the world. So let's look at what's happening out there. What are the trends? Where's the innovation? Where is stuff working? But really importantly, understand the community here and all of the quirks and, you know, all of the assets and strengths and weaknesses and opportunities. And, you know, if there is something from out there that can be applied here, let's do it. But we're not going to just impose, you know, some prefab solution.
I get that. I mean, but are there things that cities tend to miss? Mm. Are there blind spots that are common across the board or not?
Oh boy. I would say there's been a trend over the past 20 years, and this is not happening here in Laguna, don't get me wrong. But I think there's been a trend to think about buildings first, you know, the big shiny object.
Yeah.
And it probably started with the Guggenheim in Bilbao, Spain, you know, and the Frank Gehry and the Starkitect, and everybody saw, you know, this sort of revitalization of this community because of this one building. Well, it wasn't just one building. It was actually a carefully crafted, multifaceted master plan that involved, you know, a strategy for tourism, for, you know, whole huge, complicated urban plan.
There's our blind spot right there. We didn't realize we needed a carefully crafted multifaceted, you know, action plan over many years. That's, you know, straight away, we didn't know that. We thought that we could just build a thing or, you know, do a partnership between the Playhouse and the Festival of Arts. And what, you know, we don't know.
Right.
We don't know what we don't know.
Well, I mean, the thing about, back to the Guggenheim, I mean, the point is, the Guggenheim was like the jewel in the crown, maybe, of something broader. There was a crown, that's the point. There were strategies for infrastructure, transportation, tourism, you know, residential housing. And this cultural center became part of a much larger
strategy. Picture.
So, but anyway, after that happened, you know, there was just like this rush to build buildings and, you know, build it and he will come. People say build it and they will come. But that's a misquotation because the real quote is build it and he will come. One single dead white male, I believe.
Right.
Shoeless Joe Jackson. It's from Field of Dreams.
Yes. He will come.
Yeah, the actual quote is
not
build
they
it
will come.
And he will come.
Ugh.
So that's
how
a
many
blind
businesses
spot right
have
there
failed because of that. And then the one dead white guy shows up and everybody goes, well, that's not going to be enough.
Now, that's not to say that, you know, a lot of cultural facilities have had incredible impact. And so I'm not putting the kibosh on anything there. It's just that it has to be, you know, you don't just sort of do it to do it. You do it because you've identified a need, you've got a strategy, and this new facility or this rehab facility fits into that strategy and it's going to meet those needs. So you are
holding meetings with people and talking to arts leaders around town, but you're also inviting the general public to come and speak about
Correct.
This. That's brave of you.
Well, it's a really important part of the work, absolutely. So it's tomorrow. Tomorrow is Wednesday, right? At 6:30.
Tomorrow is Wednesday, yeah.
I think it's at
6:30, I believe, at the Susie Q, yeah.
The Susie Q, yep. 6:30 to 8:30. Come one, come all. We're hoping a lot of people show up, and we're asking people if they're interested in coming. It would be great if they could bring with them, ideally, a printout photograph or, you know, something that basically tell us what your most impactful or interesting cultural place, cultural facility, or cultural experience that you've had recently. It could be here in Laguna, or it could be anywhere in the world. Just, you know, we want to sort of hear from the community here of what you think is really cool. You know, are there things out there that you've experienced elsewhere that you're like, whoa, why don't we have that here? It's not just, I mean, we've got our own ideas. We're going to share some sort of case studies, but we want to know what sort of jazz is you guys.
And I smile at each other because it's great because you're focusing people. You know, don't just come along expecting to complain about something. Bring something positive to the table that says, I like this. It may not work exactly for Laguna. You know, I like Wembley Stadium. Clearly, we're not going to have one in Laguna. But maybe you want a small, something like that. Yeah. Or there's something about Wembley Stadium that you like, the parking, the gift shop.
The something about is really important. I mean, I think what we want to do is from our research, the town hall, the interviews, just, you know, understanding kind of, you know, like, what are the values here? What do people care about the most? What are the things, you know, are there common denominators from everything we're hearing? You know, also talking about, what you don't want. That's a really important lens, too.
Sure, but people are good at that.
We can't just do that, yeah.
But this is a great idea. Bring along some photographs or some whatever, you know, and talk about what it is you think would work or you would like in town. And you're going to meet some people that way too. Yeah. You're going to meet people who perhaps are not community or arts leaders right now, but you think about in the future and go, that guy was great, blah, 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 maybe we should call him. And so you never know what's going to happen at these meetings, and hopefully
we're
keep braced. An open mind.
We're prepared.
Yeah. Well, I really enjoyed talking to you yesterday very much.
Good.
I'm sure
likewise.
I talked way too much.
It was very, very helpful. No, it was extremely helpful.
Good.
Do you ever go into a city and not think, oh, they could do that a bit better? Like, I have a friend who's a restaurant owner who can't go for a meal without thinking, well, they shouldn't have done that. Can you have a city break and just relax?
No, come on, you can't.
No, rest for the wicked.
Where do you go on vacation?
Oh, gosh. I had just discovered the Caribbean about 3 years ago, but now it's sort of been like destroyed.
Right, it's not there anymore.
You know, I was terrible, but I went to Turks and Caicos twice. That's like the most incredible water I've ever seen. But I really like Italy. I'm half Italian. Yeah. I'm Italian American, so I get there every time I can.
Yeah, we love it too. We could, you know, listen, we've got that Mediterranean thing. We call ourselves the California Riviera.
Yeah.
You know, so perhaps we could learn a bit from them and do a bit more of that stuff. I don't know. I don't know.
We'll see.
Yeah. Florence. I think we should build one of those bridges. We were talking about that yesterday.
The Ponte Vecchio
over Aliso Creek down there. I think it'd look great, that. Get some, some posh shops in there. Hermes. Whatever. I should have been a consultant.
There you go.
Yeah. It's Libby Ellis. She's here with AEH. You're going to see her around town. If you care about the arts in town and you want to be part of the conversation, the good place to start is tomorrow at the Susie Q Centre. Did we say 6:30?
6:30, yeah.
Right. And you can always contact Sian Poschley. She's our city arts manager. And, be part of the conversation. No one just wandering around complaining about things. Unless, you know, you're like me. It's an old Jew, likes to complain about things. That's fine. You know, if you want things to change for the better around here, you need to be part of the conversation. And that's wonderful that you came in here at 8 o'clock in the morning. Ridiculous. Libby Ellis, thanks for coming in.
Thank you. A pleasure.